The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
I saw a pale horse.
The beast.
We're told in the book of Revelation.
This is not a human child.
Isn't an angel?
Satan. Armageddon is almost upon us.
Order the use of nuclear weapons.
The world is a fine place and worth fighting for.
From one end of the world.
Welcome to the end of the world.
Wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. This is PID Radio.
And possibly the only couple in conspiracy broadcasting to be compared to Ozzy and Harriet and Mulder and Scully and Regis and Kathy Lee. I'm Derek Gilbert.
Ozzy and Scully.
And that would make her Sharon Gilbert. Welcome to PID Radio for October 11th, 2010. Seriously, those are some of the labels that have been applied to us, which is kind of
You've got
amusing.
A Cheshire cat. I'll come in again. A Cheshire cat grin.
Yes. The amazing Randy calls us spooky and dangerous.
Oh,
and we wear those epithets as badges of pride. So, well, a lot it's going on.
Stupendous yappy.
We, an X-Files reference for those not following the program.
I know you know.
The big 10-10-10 celebrations are finally winding down all
across
the
planet. They were all over the place. And, of course, yesterday morning at 10-10-10, 10 a.m., 10 minutes past and 10 seconds past that, a 10-er was singing in the church choir at our church.
Yeah, there were three of us, actually, so that makes it 30-er.
Uh-oh, that was 10-10-10-er.
That's right. Yeah, we planned that. Which means we had to spike the coffee of the fourth guy, which was why Steve wasn't there.
It wasn't nearly strong enough. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, interesting.
Note to self, take own coffee.
Well, we knew that there were some kind of tongue-in-cheek 10-10-10 things going on. Apparently, the drive-through wedding chapels in Vegas did big business yesterday. And, of course...
If you're married on 10-10-10, how can you forget? If you forget that...
Yeah. See, the
you're out, out, out.
The grooms weren't thinking. They've lost any excuse they might have had.
But the brides were.
That's right. Huh? That's right. That's right. And, of course.
Our anniversary is on the 10th day of the first month.
That's right.
So 01-10. Yes,
mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's pretty easy to remember.
Yeah, it is.
So there was that.
You
and,
always
of course,
remember, I have to say. Just you know. In your favor, you always remember.
I have lots of electronic devices with calendars on them, so.
They're Velcroed in every corner of
that's
the house.
Right. No, but it was one of the two or three happiest days of my life.
Aww.
Yeah. Hey, of course, the birth of Nicole being the one of the other.
Well, of course it was. So. Come on.
So anyway, there was that going on, and there was, of course, the at least a couple of the podcasts I listened to were kind of making fun of it. Pointing out that binary for 10-10-10, 0-0-1-0-1-0 is 42,
mm-hmm,
which is the answer
course.
To life, universe, and everything.
Wow.
But
don't panic.
Is somebody, a group out there, that really took 10-10-10 seriously?
Well, if you're talking about the announcement.
Yes, the announcement.
The announcement.
And we've heard a number of these things over years. The secret was something that a meme that floated around the web a couple of years ago that was kind of a... Yeah, curiosity until they came out and said, oh, this is just more New Age stuff? Oh.
You know, I honestly don't know how much press this organization got. I belong to a lot of obscure mailing lists, and so I got this press release in my inbox today. And it is a link to a website. It's a press release. It's a video. It's everything. It's all you'd want to have.
The Miracle of Love cult has announced that on 10-10-10, the Lord God Himself, apparently the Father, has
exactly.
manifested inside a human body.
Well, they talk about how Jesus Christ was the Son incarnate, and this is the Father.
Yeah, and that Jesus was just one incarnation of God. That
but
Jesus
never has the Father himself actually come down.
Right. Apparently,
now he's here.
Yeah,
and I'm not really sure what he's calling himself, but he's here.
Yeah,
and if you watch their video, you'll see.
Well, yeah, it
I shouldn't laugh too much at this because honestly, there are people who are
taking it seriously.
Really taking it seriously and have given their energies and their, in some case, frankly, their bodies and their money mm-hmm. to this organization.
Yeah. The announcement was made on Friday, actually, at the L.A. Press Club and then shared with the entire world at midnight GMT, which would have been, about 7 o'clock last night, our time. 7 o'clock Saturday night. If they did it midnight GMT, 10:10:10, it was actually 7 o'clock here on 10:09:10. I'll bet they didn't think of that. The announcement was made by video.
Brain is melting right now. Just melting right off.
I know. Well, we're GMT minus 5, so if it's midnight GMT, it's 7 p.m. here. So anyway, they announced it on their website, which was theannouncement.com, strangely enough, and with a full-page ad in the International Herald Tribune. This is similar to what Benjamin Krem did to mm-hmm. announce the Maitreya about, mm-hmm. 20, 25 years ago?
Mm-hmm. It's the coming of the Lord Gorasana, which means the Golden One.
Hmm. And, of course, in a wonder of understatement, they call this potentially the most significant event in modern history.
You know, what I find really interesting about this is according to their own history, the Miracle of Love group began when the Lord Gorasana began to speak through a man named David Swanson.
Mm-hmm.
Swanson and his wife, whose name is Carol Seidman. I don't know why she didn't go by Swanson. Along with a friend of theirs who called herself the lady, the three of them formed sort of a trinity. David Swanson was essentially channeling Lord Gorasana, and Carol Seidman was known as the voice. And I don't know why, because it seems to me that if Lord Gorasana actually inhabited the body of David Swanson, why wouldn't that have been the incarnation?
Well, that's
of
a really
Lord
good
Gorasana.
Point.
So that was back in, that all began. I'm trying to see the date here. I think it was prior to 75, I think. But anyway, it was in the 80s. Since then, both David Swanson and Carol Seidman, who changed herself, her name to Kalindi, I think, mm-hmm. Have both passed away. In fact, she passed away in, I think it was April 18th of this year.
Right.
I think it's their daughter.
Well, the lady who's in the video.
No, that is not her daughter.
That is
but
not
I mean
her
the
daughter.
One who's actually head of the church, so to speak,
right.
is
okay.
their daughter, Maha.
The video that we're referring to, which you'll find at PIDnews.com, it's the top story at PIDnews.com, which we've decided there's just too much going on to shut that site down, so... is features Kendra Gamble and Gamble as in Procter and Gamble.
I know, and that's one of the things that I found really interesting about this video that we're showing at PID Radio here. I'm sorry, PID News. As the great granddaughter of one of the founders of Procter and Gamble, I had to look at that and think, you know, I remember growing up in my fundamentalist Baptist church. Originally a Southern Baptist church that sort of broke off when they got mad at the Southern Baptist Convention. Mm-hmm. And I remember hearing many, many people talk about Procter & Gamble and how they had, you know, their symbols were evil.
The little logo.
The little logo,
yeah. Being a cult base, right.
Right. So here we have, sadly, you know, the founder's great-granddaughter mm-hmm. being, seduced into... lies.
Yeah, and we don't know how much of the Procter & Gamble fortune she controls, but whatever she's got, she says she's devoting entirely.
No, it may have nothing. I just found it interesting that there was that link, and honestly, I don't know if the Procter & Gamble logo was intentionally satanic. I really don't know.
I know that's one of those.
If you're listening and you know more about that story, I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, I know that's one that has floated around for years.
It has.
The whole Procter & Gamble story.
And it may or may not have substance to it. I don't know.
Right. But
I'm neutral on that.
Kendra Gamble says that she's devoting all of her worldly wealth, whatever that is, to this Mission of Love organization. And she believes that Lord Gorasana has incarnated into somebody. Now, did she actually tell us who it is? Or is this sort of like Maitreya that Benjamin Krem has been promoting for years? And it's like, we don't actually know who he is. He could be over there. It's like the Scarlet Pimpernel, you know?
They seek him there. Yeah,
they seek him there. Yeah, they seek that. Yeah, friendship or whatever. Anyway, there's no real way to know how many followers this organization has. Everything we've been able to find out about it is, that the group has been around for about 23 years. And
let me just read you a little tidbit from a review of this organization written in 2006 by Jill Kramer. And this was at thepacificsun.com. We've got a link to this. And if you subscribe to our Instapaper site, you can get our articles. We always go to this site when we're trying to figure out what to talk about, and mm-hmm. It's right there. She talks about Carol Seidman's self-published book, Ultimate Freedom Union with God, which contained page after page, I'm quoting now, of photographs of Seidman, mm-hmm. several in the nude.
Hmm.
This is, a religious organization. On the back cover of the coffee table-sized book, her back to the camera, Seidman grins over her shoulder, wearing a black leather studded thong and bra with fishnet stockings. Her followers see such images as proof of her advanced state of enlightenment. Why, how okay. free she is, they okay. say. How unfettered by convention. It sounds like lines from the movie, the musical Hair.
This is typical Gnosticism.
Yes.
The Wikipedia article says their philosophy teaches that this material plane, this material plane of existence is one of duality with inevitable pain, suffering, and death to which we are locked by our attachments. And these attachments cause us to be reborn in a cycle of reincarnation. The miracle of love teaches that people can break free of this cycle and achieve full union with God in this lifetime by surrendering the ego and separate will to God, following the guidance of the leaders, giving in service, and using the special assistance provided by Lord Gorosana in meditation practices to break material and conceptual attachments. This is Gnosticism.
It really yeah. is, and it's Plains. Typical cult.
Yep.
We're going to break you down and mm-hmm. tell you what you now think.
Yes.
And in fact, the description in this article of what they call what did I say it was called, the intensive or the seminar that they have, it's the intensive. Yes, it's a 4-day, six-day Miracle of Love seminar that you can attend. Please don't. And you are deprived of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You are forced to listen to loud music. Mm-hmm. The example given in here is Mike and the Mechanics, which actually I like. Bruce Springsteen, like that too. Black Eyed Peas, I can take or leave that. But the extremely loud music, you are told what you can and cannot eat. In other words, you say, here's your food.
Mm-hmm.
Again, deprived of sleep. You are writhing on the floor. And she describes here a scene out of Dante's Inferno. People writhing on the floor, screaming and crying. At the end of this 6-day intensive that I'm sure they paid to participate in,
mm-hmm.
they are now high and told they have dredged up their deepest psychic pain and shared it with others, and they are now their brains flooded with endorphins, experiencing the joy of God's energy.
So the natural physical response to being deprived of nutrition,
sleep,
winds up with and is being explained away as some spiritual experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hate to say this without further investigation, but this sounds very similar
on the surface
to the kind of thing that happens at the call events hosted by Lou Engel. Now, before the show, I mentioned something else. I mean, it sounded like the Kundalini spirit manifesting at a hyper-charismatic, Todd Bentley or Rick Joyner mm-hmm. service. But the call event hosted by Apostle, in air quotes, Lou Engel, bring kids together, teens and young adults together, for hours, days of fasting and prayer, and of course, lots of music and so forth.
Now let me jump in. Fasting and prayer in and
is
of
scriptural.
It is scriptural,
right? But
That, but it's voluntary. That's the difference.
Yeah.
Fasting and praying is something you choose to do, you know, between you and God.
Yeah. So
when
I'm
forced to do it.
Now, before I draw a definite connection between those two, because as far as I know, the call events don't deprive the voluntary attendees of nutrition, you know, by force or command or anything like that. And it certainly doesn't last for 6 days. So there's a huge difference there.
Okay.
But
you know what? Honestly, go ahead.
But at least there was a parallel there or a similarity there that's worth investigating. And certainly the writhing on the floor aspect of this this intensive seminar from the Miracle of Love cult is very reminiscent of the hyper-charismatic slain in the spirit manifestations that you see. I mean, and you can look up the YouTube videos of any, you know, Rick Joyner or Todd Bentley type service. You know, Stacey Campbell, the so-called prophetess who, when she goes into her trance state, is going.
Honestly, she looks like a special effect. When she does that,
right? Yeah,
it looks like a special effect.
Right. It's creepy. So anyway, there are at least some similarities there. Now, you know, maybe I shouldn't have even mentioned the call in Lou Engle because you're right. Prayer and fasting is scriptural, and as Christians, though, that is one of our primary weapons in the spiritual war that we wage.
Mm-hmm.
But what this is doing is essentially breaking people down and breaking down their barriers, their internal barriers, or what Pastor Mike Hoggard called in the interview that I did with him yesterday, the internal firewall against the spirit realm. It breaks down the internal firewall against the spirit realm.
Oh, that's opens, a really good
yeah,
way to put it.
And opens them up to these supernatural viruses or Trojan horses, if you will, that come over and start taking over your programming. So, yeah, this is some really, really creepy stuff. And they are now claiming that the Father has manifested himself in, on planet Earth. So we'll watch
Sam
more
has
of that.
Manifested himself down here by my.
Yeah, he was coming over here, wanted me to pick him up.
I know.
Saying, well, if we were doing this on a couch, there'd be room. But,
he may have something to say.
It's
says, look, I've been listening to this announcement thing, and it's just wrong.
It is absolutely wrong. So let's move on to something else.
Let's do.
We? Yeah. Well, moving into the natural and political realm, I just wanted to touch on a story that we didn't get to toward the end of last week. An Associated Press report Friday, a federal judge up in Michigan last Thursday has ruled on key provisions of the new national health care law. It was challenged by the Thomas More Center, which is a Christian legal advocacy group that argued that Congress does not have a constitutional authority to tell you, me, and everyone listening inside the United States that we must purchase health care insurance for the privilege of breathing air as United States citizens. And Judge George Stee, that's Steeh, in Detroit, said that the mandate to get insurance by 2014 and the financial penalty if you try to opt out or if you choose to opt out is legal. The judge said, and I quote, without the minimum coverage provision, there would be an incentive for some individuals to wait to purchase health insurance until they needed care, knowing that insurance would be available at all times. As a result, the most costly individuals would be in the insurance system and the least costly would be outside it. In turn, this would aggravate current problems with cost shifting and lead to even higher premiums. Now, that doesn't even begin to address the issue of where in the Constitution the Congress has authority to tell us that we must purchase a service. It's not in there. It's not in there.
It's a bad precedent.
It is.
I mean, what other services and products are we going to be forced to buy?
Exactly. Exactly. So anyway, just thought we'd mention that. Now, there are other legal challenges. There's one in Virginia. There's one in Florida. And legal experts say that the ruling by Judge Stee in Detroit does not affect those cases. But you can bet the attorneys representing the government of the United States will cite this ruling in their arguments before the other judges, because essentially their arguments before those judges are the same ones.
Oh, yeah. I got a question for you. The Thomas More Center that you mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Is that MRI?
M-O-R-E.
As in Sir Thomas More?
Yes.
That is, this is just a sidetrack That's one of my favorite movies.
Thomas More with
A Man for All Seasons.
Who was in that? Was that Burton and Richard Burton and?
That was. Was it Richard Burton?
I don't recall. No, Burton was in.
No, I don't think he was in Anne of a Thousand Days, playing King Henry. This one was. He was in the Sting, and in Jaws. Robert Shaw. He played the king.
Gotcha. Okay. I was thinking of the one with Peter. Will no one rid me of this meddlesome priest? Lion in Winter.
Yes.
Peter. Lawrence of Arabia. Come on. Right now, people are listening to this and screaming.
It's like Clues for Adults.
Oh, gosh. Clearly, we need the insurance so we can afford the treatment.
We haven't eaten yet. We have done this without supper. We're fasting right now.
I'm going to look this up in just a second because it's driving me. Peter O'Toole.
Oh, thank you.
Peter O'Toole.
Thank you very much. And it was it was the second time he had played Henry II. It was... the first one was with Richard Burton.
Yes.
And it was,
looking that up now. Oh, come on, IMDb.
I'll get out. Where is that movie? Meanwhile, Blue, Sam, is over here pointing to the poster of the movie.
Lion in Winter was an absolutely wonderful
movie. It is. And I particularly love those movies, both of them, with Peter O'Toole playing Henry II. Because that's one of my ancestors.
Oh, that's right. He is Beckett.
Yes. Thank you. Will no one rid me of this meddlesome
priest? Yeah.
Movie.
What an amazing career from Lawrence of Arabia to Beckett to The Lion in Winter. Peter O'Toole is just phenomenal. He is amazing. Well, anyway.
He is indeed. Well, anyway.
Back to point.
Back to point. The reason I brought that up is because. And I'm sure that this is why it's called the Thomas More Center. He refused to sign. Because he felt that it was putting his faith on the line. If mm-hmm. he signed saying that the king's marriage was not valid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was a pretty bold
And he died
stand.
For it.
Right. And he served under Henry VIII as mm-hmm. opposed to Henry II. Right, okay. So,
right.
But who played Moore in the movie? Let's look here. Wikipedia, cultural references.
In Anne of a Thousand Days?
Well, let's see.
Was Thomas More in there when he was? Yeah. He would have been in there, too. I can't think of, but I will tell you who plays also in A Man for All Seasons is number two.
Yes. Leo McKern.
Leo McKern. Ding, 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 ding.
Rumpole of the Bailey.
Okay, we're old people, and we've had no food.
We'll have to do a show sometime just on, talking about, and maybe a live show where we talk about
favorite
movies. I know
what we should do is a marathon where we just talk and talk and talk and see how
just
many hours
films
we can
and
go.
Movies. And, yeah, things like that. That could be really interesting. Anyway.
No, as in we'll never, we never shut up. Will this MP3 never end?
Will no one rid us of this meddlesome couple?
On to the next story.
Indeed.
Ahmadinejad is not going to throw stones at Israel.
Ah.
It's just in.
His military advisors told him that wouldn't be very effective.
Look, you just don't do it. They'll throw it back and it'll be big and it'll blow up.
Yeah. There was an interesting story that Debka is reporting this afternoon that Al-Qaeda has apparently threatened the visit by Ahmadinejad to Lebanon. Now, Ahmadinejad, of course, is Sunni, and Al Qaeda is a spawn of the
Ahmadinejad is Shia.
Shia, I'm sorry, but Al Qaeda is a spawn of the Sunni Muslim Brotherhood.
Yes.
So, an Al Qaeda linked group issued a threat, and I quote: "Now, the whole of Lebanon will tremble if he sets foot there." So
well, that
the US
may
government.
Be another reason that people living in the villages in Lebanon are gunning up.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea if you live there, sadly. It was let's see, the whole
they're expecting a big civil war to break out very soon, and it may do it while Ahmadinejad is there. The civil war, of course, would be between President, is it Hariri?
Hariri, yes.
And Hezbollah.
Hmm. Yeah, the Abdullah Azam Group, which is named for Osama bin Laden's Palestinian mentor who founded al-Qaeda, said, we will do the impossible to thwart this conspiracy, and apparently the conspiracy to take over Lebanon, I guess.
See, this is the reason. This is the reason why we can't remember actors' names or movies. We only have so much storage space in our heads.
Well, you know,
if we learn something new,
so other stuff has to get kicked out.
We have to delete another file. I'm really sorry, but that's how it is.
Yeah, if we could just plug in more memory chips.
That the file itself is gone, but you know, the name, the content is gone, but the name of the file is still there. So we see that a file was once there, but the content is gone.
Yeah.
So.
Well, only a couple of minutes left after all of this frivolity.
We have frivoled away another 30 minutes.
Nearly so, yeah. Some interesting stories that you want to follow at PIDnews.com. Up to 40 states across the country, the United States, launching queries into foreclosure data. Apparently, the banks that were trying to foreclose on many of the homes that are in arrears, that are upside down in their mortgages, where people are have not been making their mortgage payments, unable to make their payments. They've been using robo-signers, essentially, people who are just signing the documents without even looking at the papers to see if they were correct. And so this could be a huge, huge scandal, the beginnings of which we are only beginning to understand. One expert says that this could be a problem that will mess up the real estate market in the United States for years to come. A professor at Wayne State University Law School in Detroit says there are so many potential avenues of liability, you don't even know the parameters of this yet. J.P. Morgan, Allies, GMAC Mortgage, Bank of America, all implicated in this. This is a huge deal. Anyone who's looking at buying a home that's gone to foreclosure, anyone who has purchased a home recently and closed on it that was foreclosed upon may not have clear title to that home, which is why
it's bad news.
Yeah, Old Republic Title Company and others are refusing to issue insurance on homes that have been foreclosed.
Until they get all straight. Maybe a long time before
the rest of the decade, possibly.
Yeah. I need to bring up one more thing before we head out, and that is also at Instapaper, our site. Mm-hmm. PID Radio is the name of is our username there. All one word, PID RADIO. The story is about Snap Scouts. The Snap Scouts app. Help keep America safe. Crowdsourcing at its best. Want to earn tons of cool badges and prizes while competing with your friends to see who can be the best American? Well, download the Snap Scouts app for your Android phone. It's up to you to keep America safe. If you see something suspicious, snap it. If you see someone who doesn't belong, snap it. Not sure if someone or something is suspicious? Well, snap it anyway. Play with your friends and family to see who can get the best prizes. Join the Snap Scouts today.
This is creepy. The company behind this, called Mini True LLC, which they, according to the website, leverages modern technology to address the timeless threats to democracy and freedom. Welcome to the Panopticon.
I know it. Now, you know what? This may be a tongue-in-cheek site, but it doesn't matter. This is a real app that you can actually download.
Yeah. For the Droid, I'll have to check to see if there's an iPod version and test it out.
And snap some stuff in our neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, good thing the iPod has no camera, but we can at least see how it works, and do some more investigating to see who's behind the money behind Mini True. Well, we'll be back again tomorrow as the new show updated and uploaded by 7 p.m. Eastern Time or thereabouts. And until then, I'm Derek Gilbert.
I'm Sharon Gilbert. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening. PID Radio is a production of the PID Radio Network, a division of Gilbert House. Please visit our website at PIDradio.com, where you'll find show notes and links to connect with us on Twitter and Facebook. We wish to thank all those who help undergird and underwrite our ministry through prayers, feedback, and donations. To contact us directly, email us at radio@peeringintodarkness.com. Opening music adapted from The Alchemist's Tower by Kevin MacLeod, www.incompetech.com. Closing music, New Day Coming by Steve Grace, stevegrace.com. Content, copyright Gilbert House, and is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. For more information, see creativecommons.org. Gonna step up to the microphone.
say loud and clear, a better day is coming soon to get us out of here.